11 p.m. According to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's 2+ of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong-daring you since 1990, even during an annual clip show. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up right now, it's time for the Radio Obituary Retrospective. It's that time each year where we take a look back at the radio obituaries that we have done over the past radio obituary year, beginning November 1st, 2021, going through the end of October, just a few weeks ago. Of course, many of you know the process because you took Freddie's poll. To find out which radio obituaries you would like to hear retrospected in this evening's episode, we took all of your votes under advisement, plus we also looked at the radio obituary spreadsheet that the ever-embiggening staff keeps in the background to find out which ones we thought were good as the year went on. Bring it all together, it's the Radio Obituary Retrospective. Like I said, we don't have anybody following us immediately tonight, so we will be going a little bit long, which is great because it's really hard to make the Radio Obituary Retrospective fit into a neat little bundle of 2 hours precisely. So with that, let's just jump right into it. It's the Radio Obituary Retrospective right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. But let's get these radio obituaries started the way I always do, by reminding you, the listener, to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial radio obituary is for Alex the Angry Chiweeny, also known as Quintron the Dragon's boyfriend. Alex was a Chihuahua wiener dog mix that was lovingly cared for by our neighbor, Emma, who was gifted this dog by the local fire department, as they told her that if she didn't take the dog wasn't going to make it. So she took on Alex. Alex was quite the project, to say the least. I'm sure you're going to learn more about Alex over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. But we all tried to love Alex to the best of our ability. Quintron was the only one that was really able to break through it all. But Alex just passed away at 9 years old. And so it is the initial radio obituary for Alex the angry Chiweeny. Oh, I have to tell you, I'd see this dog and I would get down in front of Alex and I'd say, Alex, I just want to love you. And he was having none of it. None of it. We helped Emma put a muzzle on him once so she could remove a tick from his ear, and he looked like Hannibal Lecter. But he was only a few pounds. He was so wee. Alex got my love whether he wanted it or not. And that is why we are doing the initial radio obituary for Alex the Angry Chiweeny right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
no more. I can't take no more. I can't stand it no more. I can't stand it no more. I can't stand it no more. Oh, Pete, don't go. Yeah, yeah.
Initial radio obituary is for Jean-Luc Godard, the French-Swiss film director, screenwriter, and film critic. He was a pioneer of the 1960s French New Wave film movement and arguably the most influential French filmmaker of the post-war era. His first global hit was in 1960, Breathless. That was the one that helped to establish the New Wave movement. Godard used frequent homages and references to film history, and he often expressed his political views. Plus, he was an avid reader of existentialism and Marxist philosophy, so you kinda saw a little of that in there, too. He's considered to be one of the top directors of all time, and to have generated one of the largest bodies of critical analysis of any filmmaker since the mid-20th century. Jean-Luc Godard just passed away at 91. It's the initial radio obituary just for him, right here, at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
It's Madison time. Hit it. You're looking good. A big strong line. When I say hit it, I want you to go two up and two back with a big strong turn and back to the Madison. Hit top. You're looking good. Now when I say hit it, I want you to go two up and two back, double cross, come out of it with the rifleman. Hit top. Crazy. Now when I say hit it, I want the big strong M, erase it and back to the Madison. Hit it. Now then, when I say hit it, it'll be tea time. Hit it. Big strong line. Now when I say hit it, I want the big strong Cleveland box and back to the Madison. Hit it! Crazy! Now when I say hit it, I want the big strong basketball with the Wilt Chamberlain hook. Say hit it. I want the big strong Jackie Gleason and back to the Madison. Hit it. And away we go. Now then, when I say hit it, Birdland, till I say stop. Hit it. How about a little stiff leg there? You're looking good. Now when I say hit it, come out of the Birdland, back to the Madison. Hit it. Crazy. When I say hit it, go two up and two back, double cross and freeze. Hit it. And hold it right there.
Good Jean-Luc Godard. Jean-Luc Godard. Jean-Luc Godard. Jean-Luc Godard. Jean-Luc Godard. Nunca vi muitos seus filmes. Eu sei que você nunca vai ouvir isso mesmo. Jean-Luc Godard, assisti a nossa música. Você trabalhou com os Rolling Stones. Jean-Luc Godard, Jean-Luc Godard, Jean-Luc Godard, Jean-Luc Godard, Jean-Luc Godard. Nunca vi muitos seus filmes. Eu sei que você nunca vai ouvir isso mesmo. Jean-Luc Godard, assisti a nossa música. Você trabalhou com os Rolling Stones. Jean-Luc Godard, Jean-Luc Godard.
Quintron the Dragon down there, playing with the squeak toy, which is better than anything else she's been doing, as I have been preparing for this program, so I'm pretty happy about it. Hopefully, you won't mind her little noises, especially as we turn to the initial radio obituary for Margot Guerin, the American singer, songwriter, musician, and lyricist. She's best known for her 1960 song Sunday Morning. That was a hit for both Spanky and Our Gang and Oliver. Her songs have been recorded by Cass Elliott, Glen Campbell, and many others. She just passed away at 84. It's the initial radio obituary for Margot Guerin right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I'm on my way to Saturday, and I wish you'd come along with me. I'm on my way to Mary B, and I feel like having company. And so I'm on my way to Saturday, and I wish you'd come along with me. I'm on my way to Saturday, where the cherry wine is flowing free. I'm on my way to moonlit skies, and I think I'll stop at paradise. Because I'm on my way to Saturday, and I wish you'd come along with me. Today's only Monday, and my worries grow and grow. But soon comes the one day when I'll tell them where to go. I'm on my way to Saturday, and I wish you'd come along with me. I'm on my way to share a kiss with a girl who's interested in this. And so I'm on my way to Saturday, and I wish you'd come along and see how happy we can be. Yuppa! I'm on my way to Saturday, where I dream I really ought to be. I'm on my way to steal the heart of the girl who's tearing mine apart. Because I'm on my way to Saturday, and I wish you'd come along with me. Today's only Tuesday, with the hours dragging on. But soon it's no shoes day, and my cares and woes are gone. I'm on my way to Saturday, where the evening is a melody. I'm on my way to sing a song to the girl who cares to come along. And so I'm on my way to Saturday, and I wish you'd come along and see how happy we can be. Lordy, lordy, how happy we can be in the carnival, how happy we can be.
Do I cry on a Sunday morning after Saturday night was such a wonderful night? I should be glad that I could spend one night a week with you. Why do I cry? Do I cry?
So let us move right into the post-initial radio obituary for Judy Tenuta, the American comedian, actress, and comedy musician, also known as the Love Goddess. Her comedy interest began when she took an improv class with the Chicago improv group The Second City. That's when she started opening for other comedians in Chicago. During her first performance in the 1970s, she shocked audiences by dressing up as the Virgin Mary, and then after being encouraged by her friends to incorporate an accordion into her routine. Do you really call those friends? I do. She began to develop the character into her iconic persona as the wisecracking love goddess. She wrote 2 books, she did a bunch of voiceover work, she acted in films, appeared in television programs. She was all over the place, including the Broadway stage. Judy Tenuta just passed away at 72, and of course, she has the illustrious position of being the reason the very first Bubbles in the Think Tank field trip ever happened way back when in Cincinnati, when we gathered to go to a repertory cinema to see Butch Camp, as our good friend and keymaster for quality control, Not Todd, noted on the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook group earlier this week. That was back before there was internet for us to deal with things. Anyway, let us begin the post-initial radio obituary for Judy Tenuta right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Come closer. Come closer to the goddess. No, you may not possess me. How many of you ever started dating someone because you were too lazy to commit suicide? And you always date someone who will do it for you. And you should be tipped off when they take you to their apartment and they have a life-size crucifix with your name on it. And you know, the worst thing about love is someone always says, oh, I love you exactly the way you are. And then they try to change you. And you love them, so you change for them. And then they say, well, I'm leaving because you're not the same person. Fell in love with. Thanks, Uncle Fester. Good. I have this friend, Mary Beth Easy. Well, she's not really my friend. She's more like a landmass with a perm. No, but I mean it as a compliment. And she calls me in the middle of the night, and I'm a petite flower, and I'm trying to ovulate. It happened. And she calls me and she says, Judy, Judy. No, she cannot possess me. She says, oh, Judy, are you coming to my wedding? I said, oh, yeah. Like I have time. I really have time to buy her a blender. Just because some pipe fitter is poaching her eggs. But now I'm sure you can tell I'm the kind of woman who sits by the phone and waits for some man to call. Crawl for it. Hey, you guys, did I tell you about the time I wanted to meet a sensitive guy like you, but with a pulse? So... I go into this punk rock bar, and this guy comes up to me. He's got a mohawk haircut. He goes, hey, want to dance? I said, no. We've had enough rain, squatting bull. He said, hey, you shouldn't talk to me like that. When I make love, I turn into an animal. I said, oh, that's a step up. He said, Judy, you'd have more respect for me if you knew what I did for a living. I said, so, what do? I am a criminal lawyer. I said, oh, not too redundant. He said, let's go out once. What do you say we go out once? I said, well, to tell you the truth, I was looking for someone a little closer to the top of the food chain. He says, come on, Judy, be nice to me. I'm special. I said, oh, great. I can read to you slow. And then you know what? He tried to kiss me. No, he cannot possess me, no. He tried to kiss me, and he kissed like a Pez dispenser. His head fell back 180 degrees. And his tongue popped out. Like I'm supposed to give him communion. I'll sing this song to you that my mom used to sing to us so we wouldn't feel self-conscious about our looks. Feel guilty and burn in hell. 'Cause looks don't count, they're not a social urgency. But if you've been stood up by the elephant man, you better get $12 million in plastic surgery to look like someone from this planet if you can. Looks don't count, don't get in a funk. Just pass me that bottle of beer with your trunk. Looks don't count, sweetie, don't sweat. Too bad you had to be born on a bed. Looks don't count, you no longer have to care if you're not tall, blonde, beautiful, and fun. But if you got icky red, sulfur-smelling bozo hair, no wonder you're on the roof with the Tommy gun. Well, looks don't count, don't get into a rage. You can now be a congressional page. Looks don't
Post-initial radio obituary is for Trevor Tompkins, the British jazz drummer best known for his work in a number of British bands in the 1970s, including Gilgamesh. He worked with other musicians, including Sonny Stitt, Phil Woods, Tony Coe, and others, of course. Trevor Tompkins just passed away at 81. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Today, began in long confusion, struggling hard for some solution. Watched you all and felt despair. You'd loved you all for being there. Then we talked, you understood. I even started feeling good. Sit down, he said, talk it out. No, I can't, it's not so hard, it's not so easy. Come away, that's what I need, that's what I need to do.
Sharing a bag of fish and chips, fish and chips, fish and chips. Smoking girl, writing girl, frightened girl, yellow-fingered girl, yellow-fingered girl. Your hands are like a swollen, tainted pearl, yellow-fingered girl. Little girl, sitting and dreaming all by yourself, the party's going wild. They're all dancing, only you are scheming, smiling and dreaming. Pretty child, pretty child, pretty child, dreaming child, scheming child, seeming child, yellow fingered girl, yellow fingered girl. Your hands are like a small and tainted pearl, yellow fingered girl. Little girl, the smoke is rising, making a halo round your pretty curls. That I love you isn't so surprising. You're not like the other girls, other girls, other girls. Smoking girl, dreaming child, seeming child, yellow-fingered girl, yellow-fingered girl. Your hands are like a small and tainted pearl, yellow-fingered girl. Your hands are like a small and tainted pearl, yellow-fingered girl.
I'm preoccupied. preoccupied with the state of my face. I'm preoccupied with my nose. I'm preoccupied with my flim flam flum. My goodness knows I'm preoccupied with the state of her legs. I'm preoccupied with her toes. I'm preoccupied with their flim flam flum. My goodness knows. To the state of the world, I'm indifferent to its woes. But I'm preoccupied with my flim flam flum. Why, goodness knows. Goodness knows. Flim, flam, flum.
And the next radio obituary is for Mira Kalix, the South African-born, British-based audio and visual artist and musician who was signed to Warp Records. The early years in her music career are almost exclusively electronic, and then in the 2000s, she began incorporating writing for musical instrumentation into her musical works, and she expanded her practice to include multidisciplinary performance, film, and multi-channel installation artworks. She often stated that she considered sound to be a sculptural material. Mira Kalix just passed away at 52. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Do you see? bite me in the ass.
Cleanup Radio Obituary is for Glenn Glenn, the American rockabilly singer whose career began in the early 1950s and continued for several decades. In the 50s, he performed a duo with guitarist Gary Lambert called the Missouri Mountain Boys, and he started playing country music in bars in L.A. In 1957, he signed with Era Records in L.A. and adopted the name Glenn Glenn, and in 1958 released his first single, Everybody's Movin', backed with I'm Glad My Baby's Gone. Glenn Glenn just passed away at 87. It's the Cleanup Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Dim light, thick smoke, and loud, loud music is the only kind of life you'll ever understand. Dim light, thick smoke, and loud, loud music, for you'll never make a wife to a home-loving man. Let's hit it now. But a home and little children mean nothing to you. Well, a house without love and a husband so true. You'd rather have a drink with the first guy you meet, and the only home you know is that club down the street. Them lights, thick smoke, and loud, loud music is the only kind of life you'll ever understand. Them lights, thick smoke, and loud, loud music, for you'll never make a wife to a home-loving man. Well, a drinking and dancing to a honky-tonk band is the only kind of life you'll ever understand. Go on and have your fun you think he played it smart. But I'm sorry for you and your honky-tonk heart. Them elastic modes and loud, loud music is the only kind of life you'll ever understand. Them elastic modes and loud, loud music, you'll never make a wife to a home lover's man.
Sitting here all day long at this bar stool, my baby walked away with another fool. Well, I don't have to think about her as long as I stay stoned. My eyes are open, but there ain't nobody home. Well, I heard a lot, but nobody sees me cry. I'll build a little world and put myself inside. My baby's gone. My eyes are open, but there ain't nobody home. But I think about the way she hurt my pride. There's no doubt I want to stay out of my ever-loving mind. Getting mighty late and the bartender's ready to close. Where I go and he closes, I don't know. Don't wanna be alone.
My eyes are open, but there ain't nobody home.
Sees me cry. I'll build a little world and put myself inside.